This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, pre-request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brolin Robbins. Please note the following medical letter, period. First name is B-R-A-Y. I'm sorry, let me spell it again. Brolin is B-R-A-L-Y-N-N. That's B-R-A-L-Y-N-N. Last name is Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. Date of birth is February 18th, 2002, period. On March 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, including the accident report, as well as several hundred pages of prior medical records from Ascension St. Vincent's Hospital, as well as records from Brazil, B-R-A-Z-I-L, Family Medicine, period. I also reviewed the emergency room records from St. Vincent's Clay Hospital, period. New paragraph. The patient was a passenger in the front seat when her grandmother, Catherine Palmer, was driving, period. They were rear-ended at a stop as they were waiting to turn left into a church parking lot, period. Three vehicles were involved, period. The initial vehicle rear-ended the middle vehicle, which in turn rear-ended the vehicle that the patient was a passenger in, period. New paragraph. Treatment course was that the patient self-reported to St. Vincent's emergency room, period. She sustained pain to the back of her head and neck, period. New paragraph. After a review of the medical records, in several hundred pages of medical records, her past medical record is positive for mastitis, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, gallstones, comma, and scoliosis, period. Past surgical history is negative. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. Under smoking use, she uses smokeless tobacco on the order of 1 to 2 cartridges per day, period. New paragraph, alcohol use denies. New paragraph. Upon review of several medical records, it appears the patient was treated for the normal childhood illnesses, period. She did get the normal childhood immunizations, period. It appears in the past she was treated for mastitis, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, and gallstones, period. Prior to the auto accident is a sampling of her outpatient primary care progress notes. dated November 26, 2018, which is approximately 1 year prior to the automobile accident of November 26, 2019, under review of systems, musculoskeletal showed no arthralgia and no myalgia, period. On physical examination, was unremarkable with normal constitutional symptoms with no acute distress and well-nourished, period. On neurological, the patient was alert and oriented times three, no cognitive impairment and no focal deficits, period. Under her chronic problem list, it does list anxiety with depression and scoliosis of the thoracic spine, period. New paragraph. Review of St. Vincent's Hospital and Healthcare notes. Emergency department exam, November 26, 2019. The comments are that the patient came in with the grandmother, period. The grandmother was driving and the vehicle rear-ended was stopped to turn into the church, period. Patient was in the front passenger seat, period. No airbag deployment, period. Complains of pain in the back of the head from hitting the headrest, period. HPI states that the patient presents status post-MVA. That occurred approximately 1 hour prior to arrival, period. Patient's car was getting ready to turn when she was rear-ended by another vehicle in town, period. There is minimal damage to patient's car, period. Patient was restrained front seat passenger and states hit her head on the headrest, period. Did complain of mild posterior headache, period. Denies loss of consciousness, period. Under review of systems, neurological, complains of headaches, period. Past medical history, negative. Past surgical history, negative. On physical examination of the head was atraumatic. She was alert and oriented times three. Their diagnostic impressions were that of closed head injury, period. The patient was instructed to return to her regular doctor for follow-up, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I found that all the treatment that she has sustained and is also outlined above for the auto accident of November 26, 2019 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, closed head trauma with cephalgia. Number two, cervical trauma, strain, and pain, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of November 26 of 2019, period. New paragraph. As a patient ages, you will be more susceptible to arthritis in her cervical region, period. Future medical expenses will include anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications for the cervical region at an estimated cost of $85 a month, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation.